It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Christy Slife is here. She is a special education teacher at Rifle Middle School, here to talk about Field Day 2017, something that I participated in. We always did it, I think, on the last day of school back in the day, but I assume that it's a similar kind of idea about physical activities and that kind of thing, Christy?
Yeah, it is. It's bringing kind of like a Special Olympics type to the area. I know that they do have a Special Olympics in Craig and Mesa County, but we wanted to bring something to Garfield County. Right now, we are just doing it in Garfield RE2, and we are hoping to expand it to Garfield 16 and also Roaring Fork District next year.
For folks that don't know, who don't have kids in school, RE2 would be Rifle, Silton, Newcastle.
That's correct.
Public schools. So it is a special education type of thing.
Yeah, we called it Encourage, Nurture, Challenge because we're bringing students with significant needs to be able to participate in it. And last year we had 50 participants, and we had just about the same amount of volunteers. We had a few parents that were able to show up and be able to cheer their students on. We just wanted to bring something that would be able to connect us. This year, we're excited because Mountain Valley Developmental Service is going to bring a few adults in to support us and be able to cheer us on, too. It's awesome for myself because I've been able to work with these kids through their senior year. And so to see them as a senior or in the transition program, the 18 to 21, it's awesome to be able to see them participate in something.
Those 50 participants all from the RE2 district?
Yeah.
Okay, so they are students.
They are students in the RE2 from kindergarten through 12th grade, and then we had the 18 to 21 program participate too.
Obviously, I assume it's a balancing act trying to assimilate, if you will, these special needs students with the rest of the students, because obviously they learn at different paces and they have different needs in terms of how they need to learn, but at the same time they are the same age and in the same school, so you need to somehow combine them together at times.
Yeah, I know for my program, my kids participate in the general education setting throughout the day for different classes, and what's really nice this year is we're going to have the field day at Centennial Park, which is right behind Rifle Middle School, and so some of the middle school students may be able to come over with their class and cheer on their peers, which is pretty awesome to be able to do that because, you know, we see each other in the hallways and things like that, and we go and cheer on basketball games and different sporting events. Now it's their time for the general education student to be able to come and cheer on those that with more different ability levels.
How important is that for the general education students to be able to go out and cheer on their special needs classmates?
Well, I think it's important to understand that we all have different ability levels, and I think that this is an opportunity for general ed students to see the abilities of kids, what society says has disabilities, to see those abilities and to see those kids be successful and be proud of what they do.
Again, this happens on Thursday, May 11th.
That's correct.
At Centennial Park. And are you still needing volunteers from the community? Or
right now we're looking for financial support. Each student receives that participates in the field day receives a shirt, awards, and then a swag bag. And we had swag bag item donated, so each student will walk away with something from the field day. We purchase certain color shirts for each of the schools, so each school has a different color, so they're part of a team. So they might do field events and track events independently, but they still are part of a team.
And again, Centennial Park is at the west end of 5th Street.
That is correct.
In Rifle, for folks that may want to also stop by and cheer on these participants. You said you had 50 last year. You anticipate about that many this year?
Yeah, it's about the same this year. We did invite Parachute this year. They were unable to attend, but our hope is for next year to be able to bring in the schools around the area to be able to come and join us.
What types of events will there be?
Well, there's running events. It would be run just like a track meet. So there's running events, there's throwing events, there's jumping events. We also have a fun station where the kids will be able to do some bubbles and different fun activities when they're maybe not participating in the track events. But they had the softball throw, a tennis ball throw, frisbee throw, running events. We have assisted assistance that might be needed for some kids. And so we have different levels of running from a 25 meter to a 4x1.
You mentioned earlier everybody has different specialties, you might say, and different strengths and weaknesses. Back in the late 80s, we were introduced, of course, to the Rain Man movie, which starred Tom Hanks and who played the Rain Man? My mind is drawing a blank. I can see his face. He's been in a zillion movies. Anyway, and that kind of brought home that concept that, yeah, certainly he had special needs and he needed a caregiver. And yet he still had incredible abilities, you know, the ability to just memorize a phone book and other things, just having seen it once.
Right.
And that sort of thing. And that's maybe not to that level. Again, autism is more of a mental setback as opposed to having some physical limitations. But you can have a combination of the two and everything in between with these students.
Yes, and we do. And that's what's awesome about this is that we'd have the different ability levels, and whether it's a student with a cognitive disability or a physical disability, but it does allow the students to participate with other children at their same ability level.
Dustin Hoffman, by the way, was the other actor.
Yes.
I feel so silly. I couldn't think of his name. Now, if anyone would like to talk about making a monetary donation to help make this event happen, how can they pursue that?
Well, they can send a check or call me at Rifle Middle School. My number is 970-665-7651, or they can mail a check to Garfield School District RE2. And just in the memo line, they just need to make sure they put SSN Field Day so that they can get it directed in the right place.
SSN stands for?
Significant Support Needs, which is what we call our program in the Garfield RE2 School District.
Okay. Again, this event happens on Thursday, May 11th in Centennial Park. You said you run it kind of like a track meet.
Yes.
Again, so this is in addition to other Special Olympics events that may be held throughout the country, throughout Western Colorado. Of course, they have the Winter Special Olympics up at Sunlight Mountain Resort every year, and they have for, gosh, a long time.
Yeah.
It seems like every winter.
Yeah. So this is not connected to the Special Olympics. This isn't for the district.
That kind of event. Again, this time just RE2 students. So Rifle, Silton, Newcastle, maybe at some point. Hopefully District 16, which would be Parachute, and then RE1, which would be, or Roaring Fork School District, as it's also sometimes called, Glenwood, Carbondale, and Basalt, maybe bring their students down as well. Or I don't know. You may need to look for a bigger spot to have it if you bring that many students in.
Yes.
I don't know what their needs are. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more about the, say what SSN stands for again. I'll remember it this time.
Well, it's Significant Support Needs, but the field day is called Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day.
Again, that's on May 11th in Rifle, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Christy Slife, a special education teacher at Rifle Middle School. She's coordinating the RE2 Field Day for special needs students on May 11th. They call it Encourage, Nurture, and Challenge. The Encourage, Nurture, and Challenge Field Day event, I guess, would be a more articulate way of putting that. As I said, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, right? What made you interested in this type of education?
I've been in education for 15 years, and I moved over to the moderate needs special education 10 years ago, and 5 years ago I moved into the more of the significant needs, and I just feel like these students have abilities that we can tap into, and they might not be able to always reach to the same level that a general ed student can reach to, but they need to be able to reach as far as they can too, and they should be able to. The goal is to be able to strive and get them into the community and get them part of the community. And that's always been my motto for my classroom is to be in the community. You have to be part of the community. And I think it's really important for students of all ability levels to be able to reach for that goal, even if they can't make it at that point, to just keep working for that goal.
back in the day, 50s, 60s, before that, special needs students, did they even go to school, Christy? Or if they went to school, they were certainly sequestered away from, as you would call them, the general education students.
Yeah, they would. There was a lot of being in a different setting. Sometimes they were in the mental health settings and things like that. So, you know,
like
at that
institutionalized.
And so they didn't really know, you know, how to work with them. But as the years have gone, you know, in the 70s and 80s and stuff, they started moving them back into public education. And then, you know, in the 90s, we started doing inclusion where we were able to have include them in the general education setting. And so the students that I work with do work on specific things at their ability level. And they are going to class with their peers. They're going to lunch and recess with their peers. They're doing what they can to participate with paraeducation support.
From a, if I can share a personal story, when I was in elementary school in Riverside, back in the dark ages, you know, shortly before electricity was invented, we had a couple special needs students in our grade. Actually, keep in mind, back in the early 80s, it was a much smaller school, much smaller student population. And they actually were in class with us. One of them actually rode the school bus home with me. And we actually got very close to those kids. You know, it was just like they're anybody else. They maybe could not communicate in the same ways always that we could or learn in exactly the same ways that we did. But they were a part of the class. And we thought of them as members of our class. I think that's kind of exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're striving to do, is to be part of that community. We have students who might use technology to communicate, so they use an iPad and they're able to type in what they want to say, so they might not be able to verbalize it in what we would consider verbalizing it, but they use technology. There's other students that use different things to move throughout the building. They definitely have what they need to be able to participate with their peers.
You're talking about using an iPad, and of course I think of Stephen Hawking, who has not been able to communicate verbally for, 30 years or something like that, and that's a little bit of an extreme case, and yet it's kind of an example of how technology can help in these circumstances, and in his case, 100 years ago, first of all, he probably would not be alive at this point, certainly would be beyond the point of communicating, and yet because of technology, he is able to communicate in some way. And again, that's a pretty profound disability that he has. But it's a good example, I guess, of kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, technology is able to connect some of these students to be able to participate with their general education peers, because sometimes just because a student can't verbalize doesn't mean that they don't have the knowledge or the information. They just need a way to get it out.
Or the feelings, and that they're not impacted when they can't communicate.
That's correct, yeah.
I know when you're talking about young child development, if there's some kind of delay in learning how to speak, kids can sometimes act out. Because if you can't communicate what it is you need or want, what's going to happen? You're going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
And you may throw a fit or something like that.
Behavior is communication.
Right, yes, exactly. Absolutely. So again, the community is asked to help make this event happen once again this year. How many years has this taken place, by the way?
This will be our second annual. We started it last year. I originally started it I was going for my director license, director of special education, and I needed a project to do. And so I brought it to our director at the time, and I said, this is what I would like to do. And she backed me up on it, and we were able to move forward. And our hope is that it just continues to grow and just continue to build.
Again, it happens on Thursday, May 11th, and you're asking for financial support at this point.
Yes.
Because you're providing swag bags and awards and a shirt to all of the participants.
Yeah.
And you said it takes about as many adults as it does participants in order to make this happen.
Yes, it does. And we also, the community, we've already had lunch donated, which is awesome. So all those that participate, volunteer, will also be provided lunch.
Who provided that?
Wing Nuts.
Okay. So we give Grady what would you say, a little credit for that?
Yeah, and Elder Trucking has been a great supporter of this last year and this year too.
Okay, so Ed and his family also helping out a little bit. Not to drop any names or anything like that. But, I mean, I know them both, and they're good people, so
that's right,
why
yes.
not, right? Again, this happens on Thursday, May 11th, and you also have some help from Mountain Valley Developmental Services in Glenwood, where some of these kids may end up with some exposure. They probably already have, and may end up with some more exposure as they become adults and move into society and becoming a valued member of society.
And our hope is to be able to bridge the gap between elementary, middle school, and high school into the Mountain Valley Developmental Services. So that's why we wanted to bring them on board, so that the parents could also see that their children will be able to grow up and be functional parts of society in different ability levels in different ways.
Again, each depending on their particular situation.
Specifically.
And their specific gifts.
Yes.
Too, I guess you might say. We'll take one final break, come back, and some closing thoughts in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Christy Slife from Rifle Middle School. She's coordinating for the second year the, see if I can get it right this time, the Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day.
Yep, you got it.
For the Garfield RE2 School District. Again, happens this year on Thursday, May 11th. Are spectators encouraged for this event, by the way?
It is a public park, and so definitely people can come down, drop in, and encourage and cheer the students on. It definitely is a school event, and so we just want to make sure that everybody's safe and that we do what we need to do and allow the students to be able to run and jump and throw.
Encouraging is a word you use there, and that's really important to you with dealing with these special needs students.
Yeah, it's really important because these students have an opportunity to be able to kind of step outside themselves, and they have the courage and confidence to try something new that they maybe not would have tried if we wouldn't have given them this opportunity. Last year, we had a great opportunity, and we saw the kids just strive in certain running events and throwing events, and we encourage those kids to participate in the regular Rifle Middle School track and field, you know, and be able to be a part of that team too. So that is something that we want to continue on, is to be able to allow them to participate in this activity. I do have a phone call in with the Special Olympics to be able to try to bring the coordinator around our area to our school next year to be able to talk with parents and kids to try to get a team together to be able to travel and up to Craig or Mesa County to be able to participate. So it's something bigger than just a field day for Garfield RE2. There's a bigger picture here, and I think it's just to get the kids involved in physical activity and to be part of a team.
And you're trying to bring other school districts into this as well. You said that District 16 in Parachute has expressed interest.
Yes.
Just couldn't make the schedule work out this year.
Correct.
But they'll probably be involved next year. And hopefully the Roaring Fork School District, RE1 as I would call it, in Glenwood, Carbondale, and Basalt, hopefully they'll want to get involved as well. So if parents in either one of those school districts has a special needs child that's, you know, involved in special education, if you will, should they get a hold of their school administrators or whoever their special ed teachers are and talk about the possibility?
Well, right now we're still in the planning stages, so that's something that the hope is for next year. And so really right now it's it would be for not just special education students, but more of the severe needs students in the significant needs programs. And so I know I will be in contact with RE1, and I will be in contact with RE16 for next year. And so as the year goes on, our hope is that parents will be able to find out about that more.
I'm saying if parents want to encourage this, if they want to nurture this along, if you know what I mean.
Yes, they could contact their special education teacher and or their special education director.
Gotcha. And again, if anyone would like to help out financially, or maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody has an interesting idea for something cool to put into the swag bags, you can give Christy a call at 665-7651. Again, you're trying to encourage a safe environment for these kids to try these track and field activities.
Yeah, that's correct.
On Thursday the 11th at Centennial Park in Rifle. Again, you run it kind of like a track meet, so like a round robin kind of thing where you'll have some kids running while other kids are throwing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we'll have kids that, being that we also are starting it from kindergarten through 12th grade. Last year we only did fifth through 12th grade, and there was a lot of the younger age, the elementaries, that really wanted to participate. So, and we just had fun activities for them. So this year we included them, and they got to sign up for events too. And so we have it broken down into kindergarten through third grade will compete, fourth through sixth grade will compete, and seventh through 12th grade will compete.
So you're not having the kindergartners go up
running with
the
12th graders. Yeah. No, that won't happen. So we have it broken up, and there will be throwing events. So if kindergarten through third are throwing, it might be the 7th through 12th jump or through 6th running.
Gotcha. And again, about 50 kids that will be out there participating in all of these events. And because of the needs of these kids and the desire to keep them safe, you've got that many volunteers also.
That's correct.
That,
yeah, we do.
That will be helping out. Yeah. So it's, I mean, that's quite a number of volunteers to corral and get to help out.
Yeah, it has been. Rifle Middle School, people have heard about it, so they've talked to their spouse, and I've had spouses come down and help, and kids come down and help, teenagers, college students come down and help. And that's really right. Last year was more word of mouth than anything, and so we had those volunteers. And this year's, most of those people who volunteered want to help again. And they see a need and want to be able to fill that, and they see that it's could be a successful day and be able to build on those kids' ability.
I have to tell you, when we do these interviews about events, obviously financial concerns and donations are always a priority, and that's just a recurring thing. But typically, volunteers are also another resource that's always needed. So the fact that you have enough volunteers to make the event happen, I think, speaks volumes about the character of the folks that are involved in this and
how
much they believe in it.
Yeah. And I know the Rifle Middle School administration, Rifle Middle School, the significant needs paraeducators, they're the ones that have really been great supporters of it. I might be able to be the face out there, but there's definitely an awesome team that's standing behind me and pushing forward.
Or the voice.
Yeah, I could be the voice, yes.
Again, if you'd like more information about this, if maybe as a business or an individual you'd like to help out financially, or you have an idea about a swag bag or item or something like that, you can give Christy a call at 665-7651. Again, it's just an RE2 thing this year, Rifle Silton Newcastle Special Needs
– Significant Needs.
Significant Needs Students, sorry. I'll get it right eventually. next year, hopefully, District 16 and Parachute will be on board, and then maybe at some point in the future, the Roaring Fork School District kids, Glenwood, Carbondale, Basalt, will also want to be involved. And at some point, this may turn into a regular Special Olympics kind of thing, where you'll put a team together and you'll actually travel to their different Special Olympics events that they have across the state, I think, right?
Yeah, they do have them across the state. I've been in special education for 10 years, and I didn't know that there was an event up in Craig until I had talked with the coordinator just a couple weeks ago. So I didn't realize that, because that was what my original goal was, is to move it in maybe to a Special Olympics. But at this time, that might not be something we can do. So we're just going to keep it local and keep encouraging the school districts to be able to participate with it.
That's right. And in the meantime, the idea is still the same. Again, give these kids a chance to participate in an event like this in a safe environment, and maybe in a way that's a little more tailored toward their particular situation.
That's correct.
If that makes sense. Again, it happens on Thursday, May 11th in Centennial Park and Rifle. If you want to go out there and cheer these kids on, it's absolutely welcome. Again, kindergartners through 12th graders that will be out there. Thanks to the support from a number of different volunteers, as well as Mountain Valley Developmental in Glenwood, who is helping out a little bit this year, plus a donation from Wingnuts and from Elder Trucking to help make it happen. Christy, anything else we should mention that we haven't talked about yet? I think we covered a lot of ground.
We got it covered, yep.
All right. Again, if you'd like to help make this event happen, again, don't usually get to say this, but plenty of volunteers at this point looking for monetary donations or swag that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can give Christy a call, 665-7651, and she can give you more information if you have any questions, that kind of thing. So all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you do every single day. I imagine it's one of those jobs that could be so rewarding on give or take the day, and could be a little heartbreaking from time to time, but at the end of the day, it's a net positive, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we get to celebrate.
So. There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. Celebrate a number of special young people and try and help them make that transition into adulthood.
That's correct.
It's difficult for, as you would call, a general education student like me. So think if you had some special needs that made it even more difficult, how hard it would be every day.
And that's why it's so important to focus on the ability and not the disability.
I'm going to have to try and remember that in my own life. But again, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Again, Christy's number is 665-7651. And you don't necessarily have to live in the RE2 district or have a student in the RE2 district if you'd like to help out. I'm sure that, Christy, you'd be happy to take assistance from anybody.
We'll take assistance from anybody.
All right. Again, that number is 665-7651. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.